106.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs. That number is 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 8th of September. Beautiful start to the day. Sunshine and 63 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Deb Fuller, talking about random acts of patriotism. Monday is 9/11, so that means Random Acts of Patriotism Day will be coming up on Monday. Deb, good morning. How are you?
It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day here. And how meaningful has Random Acts of Patriotism been for you specifically since this got started the year after the September 11th attacks?
It's been very close to my heart, with my son being a firefighter and knowing how many of the firefighters perished that day. And through the grace of God, our area has not had anything like that happen. But knowing at any time we have brave men and women that run in to places where everybody else is running out, it's very dear to my heart.
Well, let's talk about the activity itself, Deb, on Monday, which is 9/11. What will be taking place and where will it be taking place?
Out on the Melvern exit, which is 160 on I-35, from sunup to sundown, there'll be flags. They'll have the whole trailer with well over 200 flags out there, so you do not need to bring a flag. We have plenty out there for you. It's hard to describe. You really have to experience the emotions of all the cars with the people honking and waving, standing up out of the moon roofs, the trucks that are, you know, honking, people on motorcycles riding by and doing wheelies, and the police and Leo's going by, going woot woot, and it's just a phenomenal experience. And every year, I think we've had somebody that was directly impacted by that event that comes up and shares their story with us.
How impactful is that, to have somebody who's been there be able to recount what they experienced and why that's so important for them?
Every year it just brings chills and goosebumps. The local fire department and ambulance is up there, and the one year there was an SUV that came up there, and they were just shaking, and we went and got the ambulance. They were so overcome. This was in the earlier years. They couldn't even talk. They had lost someone at the Twin Towers and the Pentagon, and it moved them so to come up over that hill and see all those flags literally in the middle of nowhere that people hadn't forgot. There was, it was probably 5 or 6 years ago, a couple, they'd gone by, went down to Beto, turned around and came back. They had been on vacation that day. When they saw the first plane hit, they ran and got out before everything got shut down. And they said if they would have waited 5 minutes more, they wouldn't have been able to get out. Just story after story of people that were impacted by the events that day.
Well, and it's very important to bring to forefront, we will never forget. So it's very important, I think, that you're out there with Random Acts of Patriotism on 9/11, because we got a new generation of people coming through now. You know, this is quite some time ago, but this is something that we should always keep at the forefront. And this is certainly a random act of patriotism happening on 9/11, as Deb Fuller's with us. And so how many in your group are going to be there, Deb?
I don't know. The numbers change, and we seem to be collecting a few of the newer ones that come out every year. You know, it's the core group that's always been out there, and we've got some younger ones that are starting to show up. And you know, without the younger ones coming, you know, as we're getting older, we need these younger people there to help out and to keep it going.
Yeah,
and there's usually a school that brings a whole busload of students out for about an hour or so, and that's great too. So, you know, if you have a young child that would like to come out, we welcome them. We, you know, the young and the old, everyone is welcome. 5 minutes to 5 hours, whatever your schedule can allow.
You know, and Ron brought up a good point too, because it does seem like the education and the teaching side of this has taken on kind of a larger percentage of you know the reason behind this as you have continued with it over the past 20 years, simply because, you know, you have a generation of people who has no familiarity and no connection here to the original event.
True. That's very true. That, you know, it's been 22 years. There's a whole generation that's been born since this happened, and they only know what they see on TV or read in books or what an adult has passed down to them. So it is very important to keep things like this going so that these younger kids do know how much it impacted the whole country.
All right, I-35 Melbourne exit, sun up to sundown on Monday, random acts of patriotism. All are invited, and they have plenty of flags if you'd like to stop by for any amount of time coming up on Monday.
And we're hoping it rains because we need it, and we will be out there, rain or shine.
There you go. That's the attitude.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. We, you know, it's going to be a nice, cooler day. And even with the rain, it's not going to be cold. So, you know, bring a poncho and a lawn chair and come join us.
Flags will be out there. Flags will fly. Deb, thanks again.
That's
and
right.
We'll see you on Monday. Thanks much.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, Deb Fuller, Random Acts of Patriotism coming up on Monday, 9/11. That's our primetime newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right, and most of our newsmaker spots are filled up for next week as well. As a matter of fact, the only available date that we have right now for the 7/20 spot is a week from today on the 15th. If you want that one or others that are on the slate, give us a call at 620-342-1400. Joey Payne will join us Monday morning as we talk about the upcoming Payne's Promise Blood Drive, which will be taking place next weekend. Tuesday, 7/20, we'll have Deb Gear talking about upcoming fundraisers for Flint Hills Animal Advocates.
And our newsmaker this Friday morning brought to you by our friends at the Olpie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpie Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpie Chicken House, 737, 63 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
We don't talk about women's health issues enough because, let's face it, it can be embarrassing. This is Wendy Waters with Liberty MD, and we are talking about it. From pelvic floor weakness to incontinence to vaginal tissue laxity.